Now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 2nd of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea and Malin. The general synopsis at 1800. New low, 1,000, expected just west of Rockall by 1800 Thursday. New high expected west Trafalgar, 1024 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Viking and North Utsira. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. South, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Humber, Thames. South or southeast, 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southwest, 4 to 6. Fair, rain later in Portland and Plymouth. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, East or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Becoming variable, 3 or less later in northwest. Fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, southwesterly, becoming cyclonic, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in South Malin. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then northerly 4 or 5 later in Hebrides. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, becoming variable 3 later in Faroes, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, southwest 5, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1014, now rising. Stornoway, south, southwest 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Lerwick, south 4, 1 mile, 1013, falling slowly. Wick, automatic, south by west 4, 14 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Lookers, south, southwest 5, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Bulmer, south by west 3, 16 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Bridlington, south, southwest 3, 1023, falling slowly. Sindetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 3, 11 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 3, 11 miles, 1027. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, south by west 2, 1026, falling slowly. Jersey, calm, 16 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 2, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, south, southwest, 3, missed. 3 miles, 1,025, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south, 4, 15 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Aberporth, south, southwest, 4, 9 miles, 1,024, falling slowly. Valley, south by west, 5, 7 miles, 1,022, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south, southeast, 3, 16 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west, 4, slight showers, 1 mile, 1,019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south, southwest, 5, 6 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Malin Head, south, southwest, 6, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1,015, now rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, south by east, 3, rain, 4 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 1st of October. The general situation. Southeastern areas of the United Kingdom will be covered by a slow-moving area of high pressure, with light winds here at first. A strong southerly or southwesterly airflow affecting northwestern waters will gradually extend further south and east through Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5 later in west. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south 4 to 6, occasionally 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, rain later in north, good, occasionally moderate later in north. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain later in west, good, becoming moderate or poor later in west. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7. Rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, then veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in east. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in south. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain and drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming northerly 4 or 5 later. Rain and drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And the Shetland Isles, southerly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in east. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
BBC Radio 3 Unwind. Music to unwind your mind. Set yourself up for the morning.
Welcome. We have some wonderful sounds to experience together.
Bring calm to your afternoon.
This is the Mindful Mix.
And drift off to a peaceful sleep at night.
Every time I hear this track, I just start breathing slower.
Listen on digital radio and BBC Sounds.
And this is where we at Radio 4 will be signing off for the night. But our colleagues at the World Service will be keeping you company until we'll be back again at 5 o'clock. It's just about 1 o'clock, so on behalf of all of my colleagues at Radio 4, this is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House wishing you a very quiet and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. The Israeli Navy has intercepted boats carrying aid to Gaza.
Okay, boats on the water, please! Boats on the water! Now!
Please, I can say that if we fall, nothing will happen. Islam, todos.
They've detained the activists on board, including the Swedish campaigner Greta Thunberg. Elsewhere, French troops have boarded a tanker believed to be part of Russia's shadow fleet. There are suspicions it's also linked to last week's disruptive drone flights over Denmark. And as big-name stand-up comedians take big money to perform in Saudi Arabia, some comics are critical. But is the cash just too tempting?
The restrictions on talking about the royal family, the culture, the laws, religion. I don't know exactly whether comedians who did it negotiated more favorable terms.
And we look back at the life and work of conservationist and world expert on chimpanzees, Jane Goodall, who's died aged 91. All of that to follow after this BBC World News update.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Israeli military personnel have stopped and boarded several vessels in the flotilla that's attempting to deliver aid to Gaza. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said the passengers, which include the campaigner Greta Thunberg and her friends, are safe and healthy. Here's John Sudworth in Jerusalem.
Many of these boats have been live streaming their progress as they've crossed the Mediterranean attempting to reach the coast of Gaza, and it's pretty dramatic. You can see some of them with their hands up, with Israeli military boats circling with searchlights pointed on the boats themselves.
In response, the Colombian president said he was going to expel all Israeli diplomats from the country because of the interception of the flotilla and what he called the kidnapping of two Colombian activists aboard. Italy said the interception was an act of piracy and terrorism. French troops have boarded a fuel tanker off the western coast of France that's suspected of belonging to the Shadow Fleet used by Russia to transport oil in defiance of Western sanctions. Two crew members have been arrested. The Benin-registered Boracay was off the Danish coast last week when unauthorized drone flights forced the closure of airports there. Analysis by the BBC has found that Ukraine has significantly stepped up drone attacks against Russian oil refineries this year. Details from Olga Robinson.
The strikes peaked in August when 14 refineries were targeted and continued into September. Vladimir Milov, a former Russian deputy energy minister, who's now an opposition politician, told the BBC that the Ukrainians appeared to be pursuing two targets: large refineries essential to civilian supplies and those closer to the front line used to supply Russian troops.
The US Senate has again rejected a Republican proposal of stop